but I never thought it fair. Oh, my load was heavy, I had two moose in the bulge. I knew Mama'd be proud of me, we'd feed all of our family. That's when it happened. Just dead. I was too frozen even in my winter gear. I knew my only chance was just to walk on out of there. Winter moon shone brightly. Northern lights they danced. I am. Just hear drums at home. Take me home.
That's Leila Gilday with Cold Wind from her 2014 album, Heart of the People. We're at Folk North, a boutique export event taking place in Toronto. It's put on by Folk Music Canada, and Leila from Yellowknife is one of the performers at this event, and she's our special guest on Folk Roots Radio. It's great to be able to talk to you today.
It's lovely to talk to you as well today.
So tell us a little bit about your music. As I mentioned at the start, Cold Wind came from your 2014 album, but I know you're working on new music, and part of the attraction to come to an event like this is not just the fact that you get to showcase in front of delegates from all over the world, but you also get a chance to share some of your new music. So why don't we start by talking a little bit about where you're at, and then let's take the conversation from there.
Well, I'm actually in the midst of working on my fifth record, and as I jokingly said to you earlier, I'm on a four-year release cycle. I usually tend to write my music more slowly and more thoughtfully than just kind of... I'm not the fastest, most prolific songwriter, so I give myself enough time to collect songs that are meaningful and that work and give them legs on the road as well. So as you mentioned, I get to the showcase that I'll be performing in tomorrow night will be all pretty much all new music that will be on my forthcoming release.
So Cold Wind is from the heart of the People album, which obviously would be your last one. Tell us a little bit about that song.
That song is a northern story. So it's based on a traditional Dene drum song, which is, you hear in the beginning, you'll hear, you've heard the drummers start. And so I took that song and I put a story to it. The story is about a young man who goes out hunting, and in the north, the land is very, very powerful and very, it has a huge presence. And you grow up, when you grow up in the north, you are very respectful of the land and its power. And in this story, the young man doesn't make it, but he's out on a hunt, and his skidoo breaks down, and he doesn't make it home. But his spirit is called home by the drums, and so that's the topic of that story, of that song. I generally, you know, I like to sing that song first of all because it does have a traditional Dene drum song in it that makes everybody kind of move and dance and everything, but also to relate that story of the north, of the land, to people who may have grown up in the city or, you know, aren't as in touch. I think it speaks to a really basic human instinct, though, this connection that we all have with the land and the earth as human beings.
Obviously, that's a big part of your identity. Can you talk a little bit about your songwriting? Is Cold Wind a good example of the sort of music you produce?
Yes, it is. Yeah, I absolutely try to uplift and empower people through my music. And the things that I write about are things that inspire me in my own life. That connection with the land is very important. That's, you know, part of how I was raised, to respect the land. And, you know, my people, the Dene, have walked, you know, that same territory that I live in for thousands upon thousands of years. And so sometimes that comes out in my songwriting. You know, I always like to write to universal human issues too, like, you know, the heart is always one. and really, I've tried to be very honest in my songwriting, and that's kind of been my pursuit as both as a musician and a songwriter, is to really convey that really true sense of emotion and storytell. You know, real things that resonate with people.
Do you find that comes through in live performance as well? I mean, that it's as important to share the stories, and particularly because, as you mentioned, with the fact that you're still living in the area where not just you grew up, but also the people that you grew up with lived, that a lot of that comes through in your music?
Yeah, I would say that's the case. I definitely love to connect with my audience and to feel that flow of energy and exchange, and just kind of not educate people, but just relate to them in the same way that you're having a conversation with a friend, and you're telling them a story, and they tell you a story as well. And that's, I guess, the kind of exchange I like to have with my audience.
Tell us about the new music you're working on.
The new music that I'm working on is both fearless and tender. Some of it's been difficult to write. The things that have come to light in the last few years, especially with the conclusion of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and the recommendations that have come forth, you know, telling that story on a broad national level has impacted every Indigenous person in this country in a pretty profound way. And to have our history kind of, I guess, come to light in the mainstream is been a very emotionally exhausting, but also, I don't want to say inspiring, but catalyzing process. So even if you wanted to bury things, they get dug up. And so some of my music is about that, the music that I've been working on. Some of it is celebration of life. I got married last year, and you know, I believe in true love and in happiness, and so that comes out as well. So it's as I said, I think fearless and tender is, I'm gonna just like hit them where they really want to be hit, and then just make them cry and make them laugh.
So as an Indigenous woman singer-songwriter, do you see that as very much an important role for you to share some of the stories of what I would see as the injustice of the way that the Indigenous peoples of Canada have been treated, and not just here. I think obviously there are a lot of other examples within the New World where quite clearly the Indigenous people were pushed to the side. I mean, it's great that we've gone through truth and reconciliation, but I think we've still reached that point where people say, well, it's almost too little too late. And even then, are we really truly being included when, you know, if you consider that our schools don't get the same support as schools elsewhere in Canada, our healthcare isn't the same as yours. Do you see it a really important role for you to get out and try and make sure that some of the stories you share as a singer-songwriter help open people's eyes to maybe some of the things that need to still be worked on?
I would say the short answer to that is yes. I definitely embrace my role as an ambassador and a truth teller. I think the reason that I embrace that role, though, is a very personal one. You know, these things that we're talking about are things that have affected me on a personal level. And so my stories are ones that reflect that experience and the experience that I have walking through the world as a Dene woman. And so that's something that comes out in my songwriting and in my music. And then conversely, I'm also happy to accept that role of ambassador. Like I think it's very important. Music is one of the most powerful mediums to change people's minds and hearts. And I hope to do that with people. I feel emotional talking about this. I think we're at a very critical time in our relationship between Indigenous and non-Indigenous people in this country. And the more that we can, there's a lot of roles. You know, there's a lot of difficult, uncomfortable, hard work that has to be done on everyone's part. But I think for me, I sit in that discomfort and then I aim to bridge it and make people really see the truth of the matter and see the humanity in our communities. And that's how things will change, I think, on a broader level with regards to, you know, people who are not in government. That's who I want to reach.
Let's take a break with another piece of your music. The song we've chosen is Bella from the Heart of the People album. Tell us a little bit about this song.
So this song is named after a dear friend's sister who became one of the over 1,600 murdered and missing Indigenous women and girls in this country a few years ago. And there are lots of questions surrounding her death. You know, this is something that I have written about in the past. When Bella passed away or was murdered, it really brought it home to me. It made it quite personal. And so I was so angry. And so I wrote this song from a place of anger, but from a place of action as well, because the chorus in this, you know, celebrates her strength and humanizes her. And it calls for truth. The song calls for truth because that's the first step in fighting the darkness.
Let's listen to that now. This is Leela Gilday from the album Heart of the People, and this is the song Bella. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio at Folk North, and I'm Jan Hall.
Sister, I'm crying. Stronger than iron, and I can't forget the look in your eye, and I can't forget the way you love this life. Here I am, pulling out threads, looking for you. My restless mind will not stop asking. Just doesn't believe in the questions, and the puzzle just don't fit together. 'Cause girl, if I was writing you one, and you're damn sure it'd be much better. Oh, sister, I'm crying. We can't forget that you were stronger than iron, and I can't forget the look in your eyes. see what really happens. The years go by and yet our sisters still go missing and stolen. So many people have cried out injustice. Yet they say it seems we're still to blame for things that have happened to us. Well, the truth shall be known, the truth shall be known, the truth shall be known. Yes, the truth shall be known, the truth shall be known, the truth shall be known. Our voices are not being heard.
That's Leila Gilday with the song Bella from her great 2014 album, Heart of the People. Leila is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. We're at the Folk North Conference, which is a special export event for musicians from Canada. I get a chance to share their music, chat about their music, and hopefully make some good connections for the future. Now, you live up in Yellowknife, and I meet a lot of people from up there who always tell me how wonderful it is. I know Gordy Tentry's moved up from up north. Yeah, he moved up to Whitehorse and tells me how much he loves it up there. You basically have stayed in that area. Can you talk about what it's like being a musician living up north?
So I was born and raised in Yellowknife, although my family is from further north, from Great Bear Lake, the Saskatoo area. But I was born and raised in Yellowknife, and then I, at the age of 17, I went to University of Alberta and I studied opera. And so I lived in Edmonton for 5 years, and then I decided promptly after graduating that I was going to write songs and taught myself how to play the guitar and moved to Toronto. And so I lived here in Toronto for 5 years, and then I couldn't afford to move home yet because it's very expensive in the north. And so I moved to Vancouver for 5 years, and that finally led me to the road where I managed to move home in 2009. So I spent quite a bit of time building my audience and building my craft, honing my craft here before being able to move home. It requires a lot of travel when you live in the north because the population is so small. I usually play in Yellowknife 1 to 2 times a year maximum. I do love to tour in the north, but that's really, really expensive. Like a flight from Yellowknife to Fort Simpson one way is $600, and that's, you know, 600 kilometers away. So yeah, the environment is such that it creates a lot of really unique artists, and there are a lot of artists in the north, whether they are at a level where they tour. There's a few, Carmen Braden and Deka Wolf and Pat Braden, and yeah, so we do have a few people who are out there on the national scene, but, and of course Quantum Tangle. I'd say it's a very inspiring place, and that affects, I think, the way that you think and create art. And I think you need to come and experience it, Jen.
That's something it sounds like I should do. Now, your brother Jay is also a musician, and he's actually showcasing at Folk North as well, but he now lives in Edmonton, I think. Did you grow up with a really strong musical tradition in your family?
Yes, we did. So our dad is a musician and a music teacher. So he actually is from London, Ontario, and moved up to the north in 1972 when he met my mom and fell head over heels in love. And theirs is a quite the amazing romantic love story. And they just celebrated their 45th anniversary. So yeah, we were raised singing and playing, all three of us. I have a sister as well. And because my dad was a classically trained musician, we listened to a lot of different music. So symphonies and concertos and all, even down to like Schoenberg and contemporary music. And then, of course, there was going to tea dances or drum dances. So we raised with traditional music as well. I think it was shortly after he moved to the north that my dad discovered like the Canadian folk canon. So he raised us, you know, singing little Canadian folk songs as well. And we used to have a little family band, the Gilday family band. So it's been really great to watch my brother develop and just into an amazing songwriter. And he's just an incredible singer and he's a way better guitar player than I am. So, yeah, I'm very proud of him.
And I wonder how the operatic training, you trained as an opera singer as well. How does that inform the music you make? Do you find that actually has helped you develop as a singer-songwriter?
Oh, absolutely. Anytime you get to practice for 4 to 5 hours a day for 4 years in a row will help you develop. I definitely have quite a bit of power and in my voice. I have great chops because of that training. And I think, I'm not sure. I mean, I love opera. Like, I love the operatic composers. And recently I worked as a dramaturge on a contemporary opera named Copernicus. That was the title of the opera by Claude Vivier, who was a Canadian composer. And it was really interesting for me to be around that again. And I just love singers. Like, I love the human voice. I think it's the most powerful instrument and can evoke the deepest emotions and connection. So I was really privileged to be able to make that the focus of my study during university.
Tell us a little bit about the live experience. If people come to a Leela Gilday show, what can they expect?
I hope they will feel a connection with my music, and I hope it will move you, and I hope it will empower you and uplift you, and I hope you walk away knowing something more about the world that I come from and maybe relating to something that I've sang about.
And when you tour, do you tour with a band or as a solo?
Yes, I actually normally play with my band, who will be here at the showcase tomorrow evening. I have a wonderful bass player from Winnipeg, a great drummer from Ottawa, and actually my guitar player, I'm using someone that Amanda Rayom recommended tomorrow night, so that'll be the first show he'll play with me. But my regular guitar player lives in Winnipeg.
When is the new album likely to be released?
I'm hoping for a September 2018 release, so I'll keep you updated on that.
Do you have a name for the album yet?
Not as yet, no.
If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
I'm available on the internet 24/7. I have a website, which is leelagilday.com, leelagilday.com. And I'm on Spotify, YouTube, any of my social media. I haven't managed to join Instagram yet, but I'm a bit of a social media phobe, I think.
Well, I think that might go with your heritage and the importance of actually telling the stories with people rather than through this other medium. We only have one thing left to do, and that is to pick the next song we're going to play. What is it going to be?
Well, since I haven't appeared on your show before, I wanted to play my anthem, which from my 2007 CD, Sedze, and which means my heart in Slavey, in Denewa, my language. And the name of the song is One Drum. And it's a song that I wrote at a gathering of Aboriginal artists many years ago for the final closing conference. We all got together and sang it. And it's really about how we are all one people.
It's been great to talk to you today. This is Leela Gilday with One Drum from the album Sedze, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. And thanks again.
Masi Cho, thank you.
Life unfolds around me. I can choose which path I take. Will it be darkness again, or the brilliant life I make? We are standing on the shoulders of giants. We are standing in the shelter of ancients. We are speaking the truth of the people. We are marching to the beat. One drum. Shoulders of giants. We are standing in the shelter of ancients. We are speaking the truth of the people. We are marching to the beat of one drum. There's a time.